Hello and good morning to all the listeners who've tuned in. You're listening to Market Minutes with me, Stacey Pereira. It's Monday, the 1st of July, and here are some of the important things you need to know before markets open. Now, markets may have concluded their 2 weeks of consolidation phase by gaining over 2% in the week gone by, having touched record levels at each day and continuing to prevail this uptrend. However, in the first trading session of the July series, benchmark indices ended lower amidst all that volatility. At close, the Sensex was down by about 210 points or about 0.2% at 79,032, whereas the Nifty was down by just about 33 points and closed in at 24,010, so managing to hold on to that 24,000 levels. Among the other indices, you also had the Bank Nifty, which posted gains of nearly 2% last week, whereas the Mid-Cap Index also gaining by about 1%. Energy and IT stocks were among the best performing indices and also were up by about 3% each, whereas metals and autos saw some profit taking. Private banks also succumbed to pressure on Friday, with IndusInd, Axis as well as ICICI Bank among your top laggards in trade. But in the first week of July, market is expected to trade sideways due to the absence of any strong buying or selling triggers. However, let's not rule out any sector-specific movement amidst all the budget-related buzz. Moving on to markets internationally, where stock futures are trading just marginally higher on Wall Street as they prepare itself for the second half of the year. On Friday, US markets did close lower on back of data of inflation that came in, as well as investors now looking forward towards Fed Chairman Powell's speech as well as the FOMC minutes in the next 2 days. In Europe, due to the snap elections in France as well as Britain, stocks may see some bit of volatility till the outcome of these elections. Whereas in Asia, markets are trading in a mixed range as investors await business activity data from within the region. Let's also bring our listeners up to speed with all the stocks that they should keep on their radar as we get into the trade this Monday. Newly listed IREDA will be in focus as it has put out its Q1 financial updates. The renewable energy financing company has said that it has sanctioned loans worth of 9,136 crore rupees versus the 1,893 crore rupees on a year-on-year basis. It has also made loan disbursements are up by about 67% at 5,320 crore rupees. Watch out for Zydus Life Science from the pharma space as well. Here, the company has entered into a licensing agreement with Dr. Reddy's laboratory for co-marketing of pertuzumab, which is a biosimilar here in India. The drug is critical for the treatment of HER2, which is positive breast cancer patient. HDFC Life will also be in focus as the company has received a GST order demanding tax of about 132.7 crore rupees as well as a penalty of the similar amount. The notice has been sent by the Central GST as well as Central Excise Department from Maharashtra. Similarly, Bank of Baroda too has received a demand from the Income Tax Department. The tax order is worth 1,067.8 crore rupees and pertains to the assessment year of 2017 and 18. As for the primary markets, the IPO frenzy continues with 3 new issues as well as 11 listings to hit the Lal Street this week. The IPO of Emcure Pharmaceuticals, of which Shark Tank fame Namita Thapar is the executive director, will go on the Lal Street, as well as Bansal Wires will be opening for subscription in the main board segment. Ambay Laboratories is the sole SME issue this week. And in our Voice of the Day segment today, we have for you veteran investor Ramesh Damani, who draws comparison to India's bull run phase being quite similar to what Japan witnessed in the 90s. He also shares his budget expectations from Budget 2024. Listen in.
Markets humble us. I wish I could say I was yoga-like, Buddha-like. I was not rattled by what happened on June 4th, but I was also rattled. I also lightened up some of my positions. So it has been an extraordinarily difficult market to navigate. But a few things are becoming more and more clear, Mahalakshmi.
Hey.
The first is that we're in a structural bull market in India.
Hey.
And once a bull market starts, there can be wars, change of governments, change in so many other things in the global sphere. But the bull market marches on. And this has taught us that despite our skepticism at how the markets would handle the government change, the market just brushed aside one trading session and it moved to all-time highs. So I think it also taught us the power of a bull market that's happening. And I always quote this great example of the Japanese bull market that started when Japan was a third world country hosting the Tokyo Olympics. The Japanese companies, the Toyotas, Datsuns, Honda, Sonys, were unknown in the world. But by the time the bull market ended, Japan had gone from 1,000 to 40,000, and all these Japanese companies had become global names.
Right.
We could perhaps be in a similar trajectory in India. This is a long-term bull market is unfolding. Of course, we tend to get a bit more skeptical when the market goes up. We think it will go down.
Right.
But I think when we were young, we used to play this game called passing the pillow. In which case, you didn't want to hold the pillow. You want to pass it on before the music stopped. Well, in India, we might be doing the reverse. The person winning the race would be the one holding the pillow at the end of the race.
Right. So one event is over. The next one is coming up next month. How important is it, this, the upcoming budget?
You know, I mean, I've been through lots of budgets in India. And to me, I think if we could survive so easily the change in regime of government from uni-party government to coalition government, I'm not too worried about the budget. I think all governments now look at the Sensex and look at the Nifty, look at the markets to see how the reaction. So there are progressive policies. I've been watching them from 90, and no government has given them what we call so-called a bad budget.
Right.
To come and see, everyone seems to have given a good market-friendly budget. I see no reason to change. The two big fears in the market prior to the budget or prior to the election also was, one, would the wealth tax be introduced? That was a palpable fear. The Prime Minister ruled that out categorically. So the market breathed a huge sigh of relief because of that. The second question is, for the markets, will they change that long-term, short-term capital gains tax? And my answer is very simple. If it ain't broke, why fix it? The government collections for long-term, short-term SCB are at record levels.
Right.
You know, the market is buoyant because the tax are efficient, low, and well-intentioned.
Right.
I don't think the markets or the government will change that in a hurry, because why do you want to kill the golden goose that lays the egg?
Right.
So I'm pretty sanguine on the budget. Of course, they talk about Viksit Bharat, how India will look in 2047. Look at other long-range things in infrastructure spending, other social policy agendas. I think that the market will evaluate. But broadly, I think the undertone remains bullish.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your other business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow. Goodbye.